stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Round the Action Weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative.
It certainly is, Josh.
And Zach, guess what?
What's that?
It's our second year birthday today of the show.
Hello.
I mean, for everyone to enjoy.
Yes.
2 years.
Halloween coming up. Halloween the week as well.
Well, next week is actually our it's a big Halloween show because it actually falls on Halloween.
Does it? Is Halloween the first?
It's the 31st of October.
Well, I don't think 31st of October is Saturday, mate.
Is it?
Yeah, so maybe you need to rethink the platform.
No, you're definitely right about
for,
that.
For next week's show. What a confusion
reigning
through Brisbane as to what to do about candy, trick-or-treaters. Do we do it? Do we not?
Well, I say
No one's putting it out there.
No one knows definitively what we should be doing.
No. All the big media outlets need to get together, put together some sort of list and say, this is what we're willing to do for Halloween as a public.
Well, what will you be doing for Halloween?
I got no idea.
Yeah, so you're taking your social cues from the media,
as
usual?
I think it's just going to be anarchy. I'm just going to run down the streets breaking shop front windows.
Some kids get lollies, some kids don't.
Yeah, exactly.
You go grab a fun bag and just start divvying them out to any little ghouls who might knock on your door that day.
So if you know the rules for Halloween, please give us a call or jump on social media, Josh.
Yeah. Jump on the old Josh and Zachary Radio Show Facebook page. Give us a like, follow along at home. And we're live on Periscope now.
Yes.
Grand total of two viewers.
Oh, hello.
So, no love
hearts. That's double our normal listenership.
Must be mom and dad, which is good news. But yeah, I mean, because it is our 2 year show, Zach, and because I've been quite lazy this week, I think we're going to have a squiz back at some of the more memorable bits of the Josh and Zachary Show in the last year.
So many, though.
We're talking Mick Fanning, of course.
That was a classic.
Dog shit investigators.
one
of my favourites.
Yeah.
And of course the election that happened earlier in the year. So we've tons of stuff to talk about. Plus some live stuff. Like we said, we're live on Periscope. You can jump on the Josh and Zachary Radio Show and find the link there, and you can watch along. So far it's just me on the screen, but maybe we'll figure it out a little bit later. But other than that, Zach, tons of stuff to talk about. Went to the fitness expo yesterday, believe it or not.
You're a real fitness fanatic.
I am. And we'll get into that, but something quite detrimental happened to me. It just crushed my self-esteem. Not the fact that there were just a ton of muscular men all around.
Hello, you've seen a mirror again.
We'll talk about that. Plus a lot more. Stick around. It's Josh and Zachary. He said, let's get out of this town. Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, like I said at the top of the show, went to a fitness expo yesterday because I'm all things fitness, you know. I mean, I've been dieting like mad, starving myself because, like we said, or like I've mentioned before, swimming weather is just around the corner, mate. So you got to look your absolute best. And I noticed you lost a little bit of weight too.
I have lost a little bit of weight.
In the arms, which is a strange place to focus the weight loss.
Start with the arms, work the way.
Work your way inwards.
To the middle body.
Spiral inwards, you reckon?
Well, it's working so far.
Yeah.
It's just that inner spiral that it really gets you.
Because I believe the conversation went, I said, oh, you're looking a little bit skinnier there. And you said, yeah, no, I am. And I said, oh, yeah, what are you doing? He said, I don't know.
Said not eating.
You could be sick. Maybe we'll figure that out in shows to come. But I went to the fitness expo because I thought, well, look, I need to grab a couple of things. I wanted to get a weighted vest. So you can jog with a bit of weight, a little bit of additional weight, you know, because like I said, the weight is just dropping off me, and now running is now null
pointless
and void. Yeah, what am I going to run? It's like running on the moon, mate. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world. And I also wanted to get some protein, you know, maybe some supplements, stuff like that, because I thought the place to get it is where they're selling it in bulk would be the expo. So I did see there was a stand where there were just people lining up for
just
ages.
Just like Donkey Kong barrels of protein whey, and they're throwing it to the big gorillas in the crowd.
It really was. It was just a... Yeah. But it was like a line up here and spin to win. So it was kind of like they would spin a wheel and whatever it showed up on, you know, some kind of protein, maybe a pre-workout or something like that. And they got that for free. So as you can imagine, the line was just chock-a-block full of meatheads.
What'd they have to do for it?
All they had to do was spin that wheel, mate. And away they went with their little prize. But I thought, no, I'm not going to go for that. Now, The expo, as you can imagine, it's a big conglomerate of people and they all want to sell you stuff.
Yeah.
And I knew this going in. I thought, God only knows how many gyms I'm going to sign up for. I'm not really good at saying no at the best of times, let alone when I'm just being pressured with all this stuff. But as you know, they'll be giving out flyers.
Yeah. So it would have been good training for Bali, though.
It would have been good. So maybe I'll take my swimming body to Bali.
Once you've learned to say no enough times.
Two birds with one stone. But like I said, they're just giving out flyers for everything. You walk past a stall, they're either trying to grab you or give you a flyer, a show bag. Actually, it was a bit light on the show bags, to be perfectly honest.
Well, I would have thought so.
I thought I would have got at least a show bag.
The dumbbells are a little bit hard to put in a sample bag. Rip straight through the paper.
It would have been a nightmare.
Breaking people's feet.
As I was watching a kind of like a Tough Mudder presentation.
Oh, yeah.
They'd have two people lined up and then they'd have to go through this rigorous regime, climb a big wall, people cheering them on, this kind of cable.
You never encounter walls like that, so I don't know what the point is.
There's very little training to get over a wall that's got a few holes in it.
You're not going to get locked in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
And then find the wall and go, hang on, this is a ramp just like I did in Tough Mudder. Yeah. I'll be able to get out of here.
I'll just walk out of here.
Stop doing the wall run.
And plus, people aren't really cheering you on.
No.
As you're trying to escape Guantanamo in the darkness. But as I got sick of that, because you had to kind of run around with them and watch. It's kind of an obstacle course, and the spectators had to walk around. As I got sick of that, I started wandering off to the exit. And I'm kind of like, look, I didn't find what I wanted to buy here, so I'm going to call this a day and take off.
Yeah, you're sick of it.
And as I did, I was walking through a huge crowd of people. And this lady who was giving out flyers, you can kind of see her in the distance, she was giving out flyers. She made eye contact with me.
Yeah, hello.
I kind of felt like we had a connection. She was quite an attractive young lady as well.
Did you have your keys in your hand?
Keys in my hand.
Yeah, that signifies to every flyer person.
Yep.
This guy's on the way out. This is the last chance I have
exactly
to hand this guy a flyer.
That's exactly the vibe that I got from her as well. But she looked at me. She kind of bypassed maybe 4 to 5, possibly 6 people just to get to me. And I thought, wow, this is obviously, there's a product that
I know
she's,
what this is.
There's a product that she's getting rid of or that she's selling and she's spruiking this product. She wants to get the flyer out to me specifically. So instantly in my head, I grabbed the flyer and I thought, I'm not going to look at it right now because I want to be surprised as I get out. And I thought for sure she's some kind of modeling firm. You know, she must have taken one look up and down at me and went, God, this guy needs representation. He's a model, obviously. Yeah. You know, let's get this guy on board. Let's start sending him international. Let's get him on catwalks and all this kind of caper. So my head, my ego was just beaming at this point. Zach, I have the card that she got me now, and I will pass this over to you.
See, I find it interesting because your mind works inverse to how mine works.
Yeah.
Someone hands me a flyer, I think it's going to be, you know, school for dumb idiots.
Yeah. And, very prestigious school.
Yeah, exactly.
School for dumb idiots.
But you receive a flyer and you instantly think you're God's gift to everyone.
I thought I was. Yeah. Right, if you read the flyer.
Direct hair implantation. That's what I assumed it was going to be. First it says, going bald.
There you go.
Which is ridiculous to ask you because it's like asking if we're going to Brisbane. We're already here.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, one thing we do hate here on the Josh and Zachary show is, and we've said it 1,000 times, it's bullying.
Yeah.
Cyberbullying, of course.
Is any one kind of the of worst. Bullying.
Some of the worst is cyberbullying.
Yeah.
But good old-fashioned bullying we hate the most. There's videos going around. I think it's rife on the internet at the moment. Of bully gets his comeuppance. And that's just a guy picking on a kid and the kid turns out to be a boxer. So you see it 1,000 times a day, don't you?
Well, yeah, probably you not do. Outside the boxing gym, you see it pretty often.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. He's walking out of a boxing gym.
Especially among the illiterate bullies who can't read the boxing gym sign.
But I think people out there, we've tried to put a stop to it. We've basically...
We've put our hand out, palm flat, standing vertical, saying, stop.
Stop this.
Stop bullying. But enough of it.
Other than that, I mean, what else can we do? Especially from here, from the Switch Studios, that we can't, unless we see bullying happen in real life.
Which, if you're seeing bullying happening, 3221-0197, put us on speaker and we will scream, stop bullying.
Yeah, that would be great.
At the bully.
That'd be a great initiative. But if you're in a situation where you see some bullying going down, Zach, do you intervene?
No.
Okay.
I'm what you would call a coward.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that...
A self-confessed coward?
In the fact that...
And you can do that because you're bullying yourself, which is okay. We're okay with people bullying themselves.
Look... I will do nearly anything to avoid harm coming to myself, including putting others in harm's way.
I mean, it's basic animal instinct.
It is basic animal instinct, and I don't think I should be ashamed of that.
No. No, I mean, what if you see a poor girl getting bullied at a bus stop by two older girls?
Not interested.
You're not.
No.
And
no.
You're waiting at the bus stop. You overhear them saying some heinous things.
I think I'll just keep miming flipping through a paper,
just pretending to be tweeting somebody. Well, Zach, this experiment's been done in America. And it's an anti-bullying campaign, which we love.
Mm.
And they set up some a young girl looking like a bit of a goose, and two older girls. And we all know kids can be the worst people in the world. We've always said that. I mean, there's some horrible
kids are garbage.
There's horrible people in the world. People trying to do harm to others. But really,
think about
said
that
it.
This coming Halloween when you're handing kids who knock on your door some candy.
Yeah.
Just look at them and think. Could this one be a bully?
Is this one of the evil ones?
Yeah. If it is, give him the Werther's originals.
Give him the garbage ones.
Don't give him the good stuff.
I'm certainly not giving the King's Life Snickers. Zach, I got some audio of the experiment, and I cut it up because this is a couple of examples of some of the heinous things that the girls were saying to the young girl in question. Have a listen at how horrible these kids could be.
I know a bunch of people from your dance team, and they said that they just pretended to be sick so they didn't have to go to your birthday party.
I mean, that's harsh.
I mean, I think I would laugh if I was sitting beside them and I heard that.
You'd have to laugh. Yeah. I mean, basic, instinctly you would laugh. You'd picture yourself in that situation. You send out some invites to a party and hang on a sec, everyone's got been struck down with gastro and then someone, oh, well, the party was a dud, and then you find out while you're waiting at the bus stop from two unlikely children that everyone was faking it.
Mm.
I mean, a nightmare situation. It doesn't end there, Zach. Have a listen to this one.
Didn't you audition for the musical?
People told me that you sounded like a dying pig.
I mean, a pig, in its best of times, sounds
ironically,
like
the musical, the musical's main protagonist was a dying pig.
It was Charlotte's Web, the sequel.
That was, in fact, a compliment.
One of the gentlemen who was sitting at the bus stop gestured for the young girl to come and sit next to him. You know, just get away from those bullies. And what I don't think they expected, he pulled something out of his pocket sack. Have a listen to this. That was a 20-minute harmonica solo.
How's that solo? Give me the bullies back.
The poor girl had to sit there. Give me an atomic wedgie, for God's sakes.
Go back to talking about me. This is horrible.
It's a Josh and Zachary show. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 11 97 is Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, like we said, it's our second birthday today for the show.
It is.
Which is good news. We threw it out for the listeners, 322-101-97, if you want to give us a call and wish us a happy birthday. And somebody has. Who have we got here on the phone?
Somebody that's very important to you guys.
Some would say, yes, very important.
Well, I wanted to ring up and wish you guys happy second birthday, Josh and Zach. It's been such a wonderful experience having you guys on Switch for 2 years.
Yes.
2 years.
On our way to becoming the longest running show, we're trying to bump off the breakfast shift as best we can.
Well, you guys could just take over the breakfast shift.
Yes, you've heard it here first. You'll hear Josh and Zachary from 6 till 9 on weekdays.
Hello.
So you're probably, when people wish us a happy birthday, we invite them to reminisce of their favourite part of the Josh and Zachary show so far in the years gone by. Throwing it to you, Lee.
The whole lot has been my favourite part.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, the Brisbane's youth alternative.
How'd we get so fly?
Oh, God, what a fitting song for the 2 year anniversary of the Josh and Zachary show. We just had Lee, station
Don't
manager.
Call it a Josh and Zachary anniversary, though. Ooh. I'm not comfortable with that.
Oh, I shouldn't have been tweeting that. A new segment on the Josh and Zachary show, Zach, is how did that get in there?
Well, I haven't been consulted about this.
Well, I was keeping it from you because I want you to do it. I don't have a production piece for it. But I want you to do a live, because you love these so much, a live production piece for our new segment. How did that get in there?
Okay.
So I've got a little bit of a thing here that I'll play straight after you say it, and then we'll get straight into the story. So anyway, you want to do it. Yep. So when you're ready.
How did that get in there? How was that?
Flawless.
Was it good? Or
flawless.
Okay.
Zach, I've got a story that'll make your toes curl. Shocking x-ray of a man's penis shows metal wire wedged down his urethra and into his bladder. Nightmare situation.
Classic.
He's done the old down the old urethra, straight into the bladder.
Yep. Seen it a thousand times.
The story out of China, Zach, 25-year-old, refused to tell medics how the foreign object got there, and you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, it's only going to have gotten there by you making some serious mistakes.
Yeah, some poor choices in your day-to-day life. But I would find, if I was a 25-year-old guy and I found myself in this situation, which, look, not likely, but if I was in this situation and I said, look, medics, get this out of me. I've done goofed. And they said, well, God, how did that get in there? I'd say, come on, mate. No need to pry into it. We both know what's happened here.
Have you seen how red-faced I am? Isn't that enough?
Yeah, half of it's because of the pain. Half of it's because of the embarrassment. You don't need to push for any more answers. It says the 25-year-old shows, or scans of the 25-year-old show the coil clearly visible in the pelvic area after it was apparently inserted into the urethra. And he's now undergoing surgery.
I know what this is immediately.
To get it out. What's that?
Josh, you and I went shooting the other day.
Yeah.
And you know a gun barrel.
Yeah.
What's it have?
Coil.
Yeah. What's he done?
Oh, okay. I see what he's done.
He's increased the accuracy of his stream by giving himself a coil barrel. Is there he a go. Genius or is he a fool?
Sounds like a bloody genius to me.
Well, when he's not dripping on the urinal floor, you tell me.
Good news, China, they've done it again. They've straightened their streams. So Josh, it's Zach Show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's Youth Alternative. It's time for me to take it. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197 is Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
Missing your finger on the button there a bit there, Josh. You had to do two intros because he doesn't know how to hit the microphones.
I just had to talk
2-year anniversary, mate. Seems like the 2-hour anniversary, if anything.
Seems like I would have covered that in the 2 years. Thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. It is the Josh and Zachary Show. We'll be back next week. But yeah, it was a 2-year anniversary today, Zach. Do we go another 2? I mean, that's the real question.
That's the real question on everybody's lips.
We've spoken about so many things, as you probably heard in the last 2 hours, a couple of flashbacks, and you can hear about the Mick Fanning and the upcoming politics that we were talking about, and of course, dog poo investigators. The show had everything.
It did. It did.
You know, of course, that were the only 2-3 good bits that I could find of 2 years, and arguably, are they even good? So... But we appreciate everyone listening along. And of course, Lee for calling up and giving us a happy birthday message.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Even though we couldn't work out the phones at first. And of course, alarm bells going off in his head. So these boys really know what they're doing in that place. Should I be leaving them alone? But we'll be back next week. If you want to join along on the Facebook, just search Josh and Zachary Radio Show. Give us a like and follow along at home. Of course, the Josh and Zachary Show Snippets Podcast, iTunes and podbay.com each week. Sans this week, of course, audio quality was just not good
abysmal.
Enough. Just absolutely not good enough for us. That's what happens when you're in a high-tech studio like this, Zach. I mean, anything can go wrong, but it's all fixed now.
Of course, while you're clicking around on your Facebook, search Switch 1197, give them a like and a follow. Keep up with all the other great shows Switch 1197 has pumping out
on the 24-hour, 7 days a week.
Yeah, it's just non-stop.
Just nothing but gold.
It does. I think it occasionally stops, but those...
It usually stops, but that's when we forget to get to the mics in time. We'll see you guys next week, Zach.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.